continue with Sophia Carlos. Sophia, we're in Grote Street now. You've got a little shop there to continue with your sewing.
Yes. So I was sewing there. And after a while, I left to go back to my house. And I continued from there. In 1970, like I mentioned earlier, I got my divorce. And I started thinking going back to Greece.
To live there?
Not to live there, to visit my parents after 18 years. So when I bought the other house in Hectorville, in 1973, I took my children and went to Greece.
It would have been a very emotional time going back there, yes. Seeing your family, and after 18 years is a long time. Once you arrived there, had anything changed in your village?
Lots of things had changed there. When I arrived there, actually, the first thing that I did, I kissed the ground. And I said, Patrida mu, you know?
My country. You felt you'd gone home.
Mm. Yes.
Understandable, yes, of course.
My children were stunned. They said, Mom, what are you doing?
As children do.
Yeah. And I said, this is my home. We're going home to my parents. Anyway, so they were waiting for me and my brother there. And the person was not an interviewer. It was asking questions. Come from where? Australia. Why did you leave your country? What do you tell that person? I said to him, I didn't want to go to Australia. But I was forced to go. Oh, Pedim, my child. And then after that, he stopped. He didn't say anymore. Of course, my brother comes along, got into the car, and on the way, my children, everything was new for them. And my daughter in particular, she was 10 years old at the time, she saw the little lambs, the sheep. And she said, Mom, are they dogs? She thought,
little poodles.
I said, no, because the Australian sheep was much larger than the Greek ones. Anyway, so when I arrived home.
It was home. You know, you go back to it. It was an emotional time.
Yeah, very
now,
emotional.
Just diverting back from that, when you left Greece to come to Australia, your mother had said to you that you'll be going and helping your two younger sisters.
Yes.
Either through sending money home or perhaps even bringing them to Australia too. Did that actually happen?
I've never sent any money to Greece, but I did brought my sister.
Oh, you did bring a sister.
She was 17. I found somebody that I liked very much myself, not for myself, for her. And he was a wonderful, and he still is a wonderful guy, beautiful husband to my daughter, my sister. So she did come.
So you did?
I did actually help out that way. Mm-hmm. And then she brought my younger sister. So we all helped each other.
So what your mother was sending you here for actually happened in the end.
Indeed.
You were able to send,
yes,
to bring out the other two
yeah.
girls here.
Yeah, that's
and,
right.
And perhaps help them out completely. Did your mother ever come out to Australia?
Yes, she did. We brought my parents here in 1970.
After you'd been back?
Yes. So when I went there, mm-hmm. I met, must say this, I have to say this, when I stayed in Greece for 3 months, I've met a young guy. I was with my father, traveling to see my auntie in Thessaloniki and my two children with me. And on the way back to Thessaloniki, I met him. He was traveling also from his village to Thessaloniki. And I don't know what happened.
You fell in love.
It's a love story. I can't tell everything.
No.
But it was a love story. So in the end, when I went home with my dad, I said to my dad, do you think I can marry a younger person than me? And my dad said, well, he said, we can't do that. He said, well, if you want to, if it's a sensible thing to do, I mean, why not? So I got his permission. Then I continue writing to that person.
So when you came back?
I met him.
Yeah, you met him there.
I met him in Thessaloniki, but before I came to Australia back, I met him again. We talked about it, and he wanted to come to Australia, but I was a little bit reluctant because he was much younger than I was. And anyway, so I had a wonderful time with my parents. I come back to Australia with my two children and continue writing to this guy. And I went and saw, not to the immigration department, saw the MP, told him my story, and he said to me, all right, I will help you out. It was a Liberal, actually, not Labor. Even though I was a Labor, I must say that, doesn't matter. And he helped me out to make a proxy, so I sent the papers. As a fiancé, you can come over. So in 1974, the last day of that, he came to Australia, believe it or not. He came to Australia and, yes, I was married in 1975, the 16th of March, 1975, mm-hmm. I married that guy.
Mm-hmm. And you had another child with I had your another, it present was a, husband?
Yes, I had another son. In 1977, mm-hmm. and that's when I decided to bring my parents over from Greece with my sister from Melbourne. She paid some and I paid some. They came over.
Why was it important for you to bring your parents here?
I wanted him to see how we lived, okay. What kind of a life we had here. I wanted him to know another life.
For a holiday was your intention?
Yes, yes.
Or to live?
No, not to live. For a holiday.
For a holiday.
They wouldn't come to live here because I had my brother there. Only one brother, so they were pretty close to them. So they came here. They stayed with me for 3 months. They have a wonderful time. And yes, my dad was very happy man. He was traveling back and forth without the language. But he knew how to get on with the bus driver and all that. And yes, and then they went back to Melbourne, Sydney. They had a wonderful time.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Very, very happy. They left very happy. They're very sad, actually, when they left.
Of course you would be.
But, you know,
that's life.
They were a very sad moment when they left, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, you said to me that when you went back to your back to Greece and you kissed the land because you were going home.
Yes.
All right. When you left there and came to Australia, were you coming home again?
Yes.
So you feel you've got two homes?
Yes. That's the sad part of it.
Yes.
That's two countries.
That's the plight of the migrant.
Yes. That was very sad.
I mean, one's a mother country.
And the other one is just a new country. Another mother country. Home. Australia, home.
Home.
Yes, because you struggled here. You create what you have to create, your life, your wealth, I would say.
Of course, yes.
Australia has been such a beautiful country for me.
It's been good for the migrants.
It's been very good to me. Doesn't matter if I suffered otherwise, but that was my country, my home.
Mm-hmm. You continued doing your sewing.
Yes.
And your husband got into business. Now, with your children, as they grew up here, did you send them to Greek school?
Yes, I did, actually.
How important was it for you that your children learned to speak in Greek?
Very important, because I want them to know my roots.
Exactly, yes.
Yes. But unfortunately, my son did learn the language, but not my daughter. She didn't want to.
They probably didn't see a need for it here.
No, she got hit by the teacher.
All right.
But she was a little bit very talkative.
Bad
she had a mouth.
Bad experience.
She was only a young little kid, but he smacked her on a palm, mm-hmm. and that was it. She didn't want to go back to school. I said, why not? She said, no. And she never spoke the language. Funny, isn't it? And now she regrets it, but she sent her daughter to the Greek school.
Isn't it funny? The next generation.
But she couldn't speak the language, little Artemis, my granddaughter. And her father started to go to Greek school too. And he couldn't speak the language and he had to leave.
So that generation.
So they both left.
Your daughter or that generation didn't see the need for it, but now that they are parents themselves,
yes,
they want their children to maintain the language and the culture. And
Yes, that's right.
Now, do you go back to Greece often?
I did. I did go back in I went and saw, no, my mother passed away and I had to go. I wasn't quick enough to see her. So she passed away. So I went in 9 days after her burial in 92.
When you go back, do you feel that you're going for a holiday in Greece, or do you still feel that you're going home?
I'm going for a holiday and go also the memories of my childhood.
But when you're there after a while,
you want to come back
to home? Can't,
to home.
To home,
Australia.
Yes, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. And yes, definitely. I went back again in 2006, 2010, and 2012.
Each time for a holiday?
No, the 2012 wasn't a very sad thing because my brother-in-law passed away.
Right.
Suddenly passed away.
Yeah.
He didn't. I went and saw him, and then he passed away. So, yeah. Actually, I'm going back, Helen. When my son born, the third child of mine, I was keen to send him to Greek school, definitely.
Yes.
And we did. We did in primary school and high school, it has as a subject, and university.
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
So he's maintained
and
he maintained
the language. He was a very pretty clever boy. And he still speaks the language. He writes. And he writes better than us, Greek language.
That's wonderful.
And I'm very happy about that. Mm-hmm. But I often said to him, speak Greek.
Yes, yes.
To us. He does sometimes, yes. But his father speaks English.
That
one
doesn't
and I
matter,
said to him,
yeah.
Tanasi, speak Greek.
Yes.
Endaxi, man, endaxi.
Just one question to finish off.
Yes.
Because you are from Bondos,
yes.
Which was in Turkey, when you went to Greece, they regarded you as what?
Still, I was a Greek young lady, been away for too long, mm-hmm. And become Australian. No.
Prior to that, what I'm saying with your family.
Ah, sorry.
When your family left Bondos, you know, with the population exchange, and they went to Greece, were they welcomed by the Greeks there?
I don't know. I've never asked them.
Yeah, that's interesting.
I know one thing. They weren't allowed to speak Pontiaca.
Right.
That's said, we have to speak Greek.
Who forbid them?
I think the government.
Right. Encouraged them to speak Greek.
Greek.
All right. Now, coming here to Australia,
mm-hmm.
How do the Greeks from Greek mainland Greece think of you from Bondos? Do they regard you as Greeks as well, or do they see you differently?
Greeks.
They do see you as Greek.
Because
isn't
I was born in Greece.
Yes, you.
I am a Greek person.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if my parents were from Pontus,
yes.
Like here.
Yes.
We are Greek migrants.
Yes,
all together. My children were born here from a Greek parents.
That's wonderful.
Yes, that's what it is.
Well, that's all from me. Sophia, is there anything else that you have to add to this interview?
I think my last word would be, any young person who might listen my story, don't ever give up, don't forget your roots. Be optimistic in life, no matter what. If you kneel down, get up and try again. That's all I have to say. And thank you.
Thank you very much, Sophia.
And thank God for my life. I have no regrets.
That's wonderful.